This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. At a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Edwards introduced options for stabilizing Louisiana's long-term budget and the $1.9 billion hole expected next fiscal year.
It takes on the shape of a menu of options from which to choose.
The shortfall is due to lower than expected income and sales tax revenue, previous use of one-time money, and the falling price of oil.
That $1.9 billion is not premised upon growing government. If we simply want to provide the state services next year that we are providing this year, we are $1.9 billion short.
To deal with it and create a more stable budget in the long term, Edwards says the state needs more revenue. According to the state's constitution, that revenue will have to come in the special session, which Edwards says should begin February 14th. On the menu, increasing the tobacco tax from 86 cents to $1.08, repealing the business utilities sales tax exemption, establishing a flat monthly tax of 5% for landline and cell phones, and suspending certain tax credits for businesses.
In order to close that shortfall, most of these items we believe will end up having to be selected.
That could also include changes in the income tax brackets, says Kimberly Robinson, Edwards Revenue Secretary.
We're also looking at presenting the voters with a constitutional amendment that would allow them to repeal the federal income tax deduction in exchange for lowering the rates. The current rates are 2%, 4%, and 6%.
Should the people approve, income tax rates could be moved to 1%, 3%, and 5%. Changing the corporate tax rate is also an option. Currently 4%, 6%, and 8%, Edwards' long-term budget plan would create a flat corporate rate of 5%. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.